is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
April 1st was the 100th anniversary of the D.C. Farmers Co-op. We thought we'd do a little business spotlight today, talk about that, because that is quite an accomplishment. Store manager Eric Klein and longtime employee Mark Christensen, purchasing manager for Hardware Plumbing and Field Chemicals, joins us. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thanks for being on.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks for having us.
So, Eric, let's start with you. 100 years. I mean, very few things at Roseburg are 100 years old. What can you tell us about how the store began and why it was started?
The store was begun largely doing the same thing it's doing now. There were a group of farmers and ranchers who got together who were looking to solidify their supply line. Of course, in the days before lots of trucking, stuff was coming to town by rail, and they were looking to just be able to know that they could get supplies, get stuff here, get it warehoused, get some purchasing power. And so it was put together doing basically the same thing we're doing now, providing a stable supply of goods that they needed to run their businesses.
So who was initially served by the store? Was it just the farming community then?
You know, the early days, that was clearly their most their most active customer base. The store has always been open to others to shop, and so you've always had the gardener, the hobbyist, the homeowner. They've always been welcome throughout our 100 years. We're really working at building that part of our customer base now. But yeah, when they started back there in 1921, those farmers and ranchers, that was our bread and butter. That's what kept the business moving.
Now, I understand, Mark, you've been there for how many years?
Just had my 30th anniversary about 2 weeks ago, Kyle.
So you weren't quite back there at the 100-year beginning then?
Not quite, but I am a fossil.
So what can you tell us, Mark, about where the store was originally located when it began?
Well, it was downtown on Spruce and Washington Street. It's where Seven Feathers has their business generator now. And across the street, we had another building. It's been a pump shop, receiving main offices, and that's occupied now by a low-cost vet clinic. Been there since the blast. It was rebuilt after the Roseburg blast of 1959, basically on that location.
So then it started at that location. It was, of course, it was very close to the blast, and then it stayed at the location. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, the initial in 1921 was at Jackson and Winchester Streets, and then it moved down there. Went through the blast and rebuilt in a pretty similar location down there on Washington
Street. Spruce and Weiss and Washington, yeah.
Wow, so the original location actually fairly close to our building at that point then. For the products back at the very beginning, what types of things would have been sold?
Mostly grains, from what I understand, some other feeds, things like that. Possibly a little bit of irrigation products. And at one point in the 40s or so, they actually were an implement dealer. Had some tractors. At one time, they also had bulk fuel delivery. So there's been quite a... Oh, and of course, they've had fertilizer for farmers. And they had an old fertilizer building there on the Washington Street site until we moved that out to north of town here.
Wow. So over the years, how did things evolve?
Well, unfortunately, Kyle, it's sometimes like, change, like driving down a street, it goes from two lanes to four lanes. You don't really think about it that much at the time. You just, okay, we've got to do something different, or we have a new need for customers. You try to adapt and change as things come along. You see what the market is. try to adapt to it, help people, and just go with the flow, unfortunately.
And over time, it seems like it has gotten increasingly popular. I remember when I came here 30-plus years ago, it was, of course, down at the downtown location. Very different look than what you have today.
It was. You know, I remember that that location as a kid, coming to town and loading feed off that that pickup high loading dock there below the store. You know, that's been a big piece of what Douglas County is. You saw your neighbors and people at that location, but of course business grows, and so. You know, we outgrew that location. We've moved the Roseburg store up here onto Stevens Street. We purchased the store in Winston. We're in the process of building a new store in Winston as well, because the business continues to grow. People of Douglas County have supported us wonderfully. We have a lot of great customers, and we're doing tons of business. We got a lot of folks coming in here, and we're going to continue to grow this, continue to serve people. It's been a great outfit.
Now, Mark
in the
is
past,
oh, go ahead, Mark.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, I was just going to say, Eric, Mark's been there about 30 years. How long have you been at the store?
I've been here just a smidgen over 5 years now.
And what led you to come to work there?
So, as I mentioned, I grew up here in Douglas County. I grew up down in Elkton. And I got the opportunity in 2014 to come back here. I was working for Safeway and involved in pastoral ministry up out of the Portland area. And I got the opportunity to take a job with Safeway back here in Douglas County. I was looking to come home, be close to my parents. You know, nobody's getting any younger, right? It was time to be near home. So. I got that opportunity to come back to Douglas County, and then I started looking for a company that would allow me to stay here in Douglas County. If I wanted to sort of take the next step with Safeway, I was going to have to move, and I didn't want to. I wanted to be here. I wanted to finish raising my kids here, be able to have my grandkids come and see me here. So I started looking for a company that had a footprint in Douglas County, where it looked like they weren't going anywhere and looked like people were happy to be working there. The co-op fit all those bills, and this job came open, and I applied and stepped up into it. It's been a great company.
Now, Mark, you've been there for a long time. I'm curious how you ended up coming to work at the co-op.
Well, I came to Roseburg in about 1986 and started another company. Started to help build a building for another employer, and we started a business out on the Costco location. It was called Perry Electric and Plumbing. Worked there about 5 years. I'd worked for them for about 15 years before that. We started a store. Then the person I worked for passed away, and it just became apparent that maybe I should move to onto something else, a different philosophy in the business. Made a connection with some people at the co-op, looked like, yes, this is the place I want to work. I still like helping people. That's what it's really all about. And fortunately was hired by a general manager at that time, Milton Bartholomew, and here I am doing that. I was going to back up a little bit. Kyle, we were talking about past co-op, and when I told people years ago that I was going to go to work for the co-op, a number of them relate to me. When they came to town, usually on Saturdays, to do their shopping, this had been the 50s and 60s, you always made a stop at the co-op. It was just, you know, one of the primary businesses in town. You had to get a few supplies, and that's what you did. You made a stop at the co-op and had to buy stuff. And recognizing that, that was encouraging to me.
And talk about the move to the current location on Stevens. How far back did that take place?
Well, actually, they bought the property in 1993, and then we moved here in 2003. What was the biggest issue, Kyle, was parking at the downtown location. second issue was a lot of the freight came in across the street, and we would actually run forklifts across Washington Street with merchandise. And the way the traffic flow increased, it just became an issue for parking. We recognized we needed more space. I think the original store downtown was 2 5,000-foot levels. And then we had some space across the street and needed to move just more parking and more space. We wanted a bigger garden area. Saw that as a need and made some plans, and the board was behind it. And, of course, we are a cooperative, so we have a board of directors. But they had the foresight to originally buy property out here. And at that time, Stevens Street was like two lanes with no shoulder, and of course look at it now, it's four lanes with a turn lane in it, but good location as it worked out. People thought it was too far out at first, but it's really worked out for us.
Got to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back, talking about the 100th anniversary of the DC Farmers Co-op, which took place officially April 1st. A lot of celebration going on at the co-op. And Eric Klein, store manager, Mark Christensen, purchasing manager for hardware, plumbing, and field chemicals, with us more when we come back on News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1, KQEN Local Talk at 4. It is True Wealth Radio, David Littlejohn and Katie Shook. This afternoon, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Eric Klein and Mark Christensen with us. We're spotlighting the DC Farmers Co-op on their 100th anniversary month in business. Now, you mentioned earlier, of course, the Winston location, but recently it was announced there's a new store coming to Winston. Eric, tell us more about that.
Well, we purchased that business back there in Winston in July 2013. The community has supported it wonderfully, and we're outgrowing the space. We need some more, so we've purchased a piece of ground down Highway 42 a little bit, and we should break ground, start moving dirt at least in the next couple months, we hope. Long process, so I don't have all of the details there, but we will be bringing a store, something in the neighborhood of 15,000 square feet. We will also have a convenience store, much like we do here, and we will have gasoline at that location. So we're looking forward to being able to serve that community and be out there in a growing and busy part of town.
So talk about the co-op today, Eric. How many staff work there currently?
I believe we have 104 was the last number I heard.
Wow. So that is, a pretty good size employer for this area. Mark, do you remember how many people worked there when you came to work 30 years ago?
There was approximately, I think, 45 at that time.
So a big increase over time. Now, Eric, you mentioned the convenience store. That aspect, you didn't have it before downtown, as I recall, but that seems to have become a bigger piece of what you are able to do at the current location on Stevens.
Yeah, and, you know, that was our original footprint here on Stevens. Opened up the Texaco and the convenience store in 97 here on this site, and then built the big store behind it later. So it's been part of the business model for a while. And it's been successful for us. We have a lot of people coming through there. That crispy, crunchy chicken down there is popular. Folks come in and do that. A lot of folks buy their fuel here, and so it's been a good part of our business model, and we're going to continue it with the new store in Winston.
Well, I know that we've got a number of staff in our building that seem to disappear periodically to get food up there, especially around breakfast time. So clearly, pretty popular. But even and I'm not sure when this was added in. I'm curious to know, even wine in a farmer's co-op. Tell us about that.
Well, Kyle, actually, we started, there's wine in the main store, and what it was to do was to support the local wine growers and wineries here in Roseburg in providing another place to show off their product to maybe traveling people. Don't have a large selection, 2 to 3 bottles from each varieties from each winery, but it was something to help give back to the growers that support us. And we made it open to all local wineries in Douglas County. And it's just something to give back and maybe spread them out. It is another crop. It's about one of our bigger crops now. There's been transitions in the past. In the early 20s and 30s, turkeys and prunes were big items. Of course, those have all gone away. Other things, there were some vegetable crops in the 50s and 60s, such as Dillard melons, were real popular. Now we see a lot of vineyards in the area, so we're trying to adapt and support them in a way that we can help.
And you even did something special for this 100th anniversary in working with Melrose Vineyards.
Yes, we did. We chose one of their wines. They made us a special run of something, and then we put it in a nice decorative box. They worked with us on pricing. It's a very nice wine, very good price for folks, and we're very pleased that they partnered with us on this.
So when you look to the future of the co-op, along with the expansion, the new building in Winston, Eric, what do you see up the road?
Well, the Winston project obviously is our big focus for expansion right now. We're always keeping our eyes open for the good opportunity. I think the board would probably support us if we found a place for yet another store. We don't have a plan for that right now. I think they would support it if the business presented it. Myself personally, in this location, I look at this time of year and I need parking. I need more space for this store. Again, no plans underway, but we recognize that the business supports it. We've brought an awful lot to the community. I think the number is about $3 million in payroll that we bring to the county, and I can see that growing. Like I said, the immediate plans are Winston, but we're not done growing. This business is green and growing, and we're gonna keep it moving.
So for both of you, let's start with Mark. What is your, you've stayed there a long time. People rarely do that. What's your reason for staying so long, and what's your favorite part of working there?
I guess I still like helping people, Kyle, and that's why I'm here. That's what I did in my first job. You actually get to assist people, make them aware of something they can do or need that they may not be aware of. And that's pleasing. It just gives you a satisfaction, helps them do what they want to do. So that's kind of why I've stuck with it. I've actually run past retirement age, but thought, I'll go another year. Well, it's been a couple years now, but while I'm still here, I still enjoy helping people. That's what it's about. When you stop doing that, you better change what you're doing.
Well, and I know over time you've worked in these different areas. You've filled in and been a guest with Mike Winters on the Lawn and Garden Show. And obviously chemicals, that whole aspect has evolved and is still a very important part of agriculture in this area.
It is, Kyle. And we've really had a change in products in the product line. I want to be careful I say this, but let's say safer products, more environmentally friendly products. That's where the consumer's looking for those. The grower is looking for those. The growers are trying to be stewards of the land, so it's very important to them. There's new safety requirements for the product they use to go to market. So stuff that would have used 40 years ago, we don't even find on the shelves anymore. And they're trying to get better crops. Better production, just in order to keep their business going too.
So, Eric, for you, what do you like best about working there?
I'm a lot like Mark in that I enjoy working with people, enjoy helping folks. One of the things about this business that was really attractive to me, and I continue to enjoy, is just the connection to the community. The co-op has always been part of living in Douglas County. Like I said, I remember coming here and shopping as a kid, and I'm here at work, and I see my neighbors. I see the people that I grew up with, who are still living here, still working pieces of ground, still, you know, whether they're commercial or they're hobbyists or whatever, they're here, they're shopping this business, and I get to see all of them and help all of them, and I enjoy that. I enjoy the connection to the community.
Well, Inside Douglas County today, focusing on DC Farmers Co-op 100th anniversary, officially took place last week on April 1st. Eric Klein, store manager, Mark Christensen, thanks to both of you for being on today.
You're welcome, Kyle.
You're welcome, Kyle. Thank you.
1258 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.